Today's podcast is brought to you by Balance 7. Save $10 plus free shipping this week only with code HOWIE10 at balance7.com. Enjoy the podcast.
Better strap yourself in. It's time for the Howie Carr Show.
We turn to Texas, where the migrant crisis may be on the verge of getting a whole lot worse. But now we're learning that thousands more could be on their way from Colombia, from Panama, from Peru. That could triple the number of migrants.
Get it under control, or you have it under control. We will get it under control.
I'm right on top of that, Rose.
It is a human tragedy, and we are addressing it as best we can.
I'm right on top of that, Rose.
And I fully support what is happening right now, which is a thorough investigation.
I am on top of this.
Yeah, you're on top of it. And I'm on the bottom!
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
We cannot continue these hateful and xenophobic Trump policies that disregard our refugee laws.
Wait, what?
The American people are fed up with this. They'd like some leadership from the White House, from President Biden, from Vice President Harris, but they're certainly not seeing it. It's because the White House is not willing to embrace the policies that work.
Rump swabs, hacks, and moon bats beware. It's Howie Carr.
Welcome to the Howie Carr Show. And if you'd like to join us today, 844-500-4242, 844-500-4242. We have a lot planned here today. We'll give you the breaking news. Disgraced ex-Fall River Mayor Jaisal Correa sentenced to 6 years in prison for corruption. 6 years. That means he's going to, you know, 6 times 85% of the sentence you got to serve. It's 5 years, basically. He's going to serve 5 years. Korea's wife, Jenny, and his mother could be seen crying behind him. Oh, boo-hoo-hoo. And his sister, Alexandra, reacted to the judge's statement by placing her head in her hands. Douglas Woodlock, the judge, said City Hall was for sale. Isn't City Hall always for sale everywhere? When you get right down to it, come on. You know, there's honest graft and dishonest graft, as Senator George Washington Plunkett used to say of Tammany Hall fame. But it's always for sale. Come on. Woodlock, Judge Woodlock, compared Korea to Icarus. Come on, Judge. This is overreach. A character from Greek mythology who was given a pair of wings with which to escape the Isle of Crete. He was warned not to fly too close to the sun, but he did so anyway, and his wings melted, causing him to fall and die. What's he going to be like in the future? Woodlock asked. He seems to be a worker. That's one way to put it.
I'd call it a hustler.
A grifter. How about that? Worker, hustler, grifter. He's putting in the hours in any event. Yeah, he's putting in, going to put in 5 years of hours now. With good behavior, that is. But this larger question, what can we expect from him in the future? Oh, my God. 844-500-40. Taylor, you know, you make sport of the guy, but he was named Fall River's Youth of the Year at age 17. I'll bet he was on the student council in high school. That would be my guess. The prosecutor, Zach Hafer, compared him to his crimes to that of former state senator Diane Wilkerson, who stuffed the $100 bills in her bra, you may recall.
Any chance for a Buddy Cianci-like return to glory?
Well, I think Wilkerson is plotting her own return to the Massachusetts State Senate. They're going to redistrict that district. They've lost some blacks out of that district, so they're going to tinker with it, make it more black-friendly. She'll probably be running against her friend, Kim Janey, the soon-to-be ex-mayor of Boston. That's the way things go. He also compared his crimes to Speaker Sal DeMasi. You remember Sal DeMasi? He was the extortionist, and he said he was dying of cancer, and they had to let him out so he could go home to die. That was in 2016. He He's now a registered lobbyist at the State House where he committed his extortions. And to former Mayor James Michael Curley, who is not Grace's great-great-grandfather. That's just a joke. Anyway, that's the latest on that. Yes, yes. Again, the reason Taylor plays that is because he had Batman watches for himself and his girlfriend, who is not his wife, by the way. But they, you know, you know what I like though is when he said that the Zach Haffer, the assistant U.S. attorney who also prosecuted Whitey Bulger, he said his crimes were incomprehensibly crude. Again, is crude the right word or is stupid the right word? He had bagmen on his payroll, as does any good James Michael Curley type character who's got City Hall up for sale. And then he would take the bag, he would say to the bagman, let's go pick up the money. So he's taking along the bagman as a witness when he's going to the drug kingpin to get the payoff for the marijuana licenses. I mean, I that's beyond crude. That's just really dumb. Dumb. By the way, did Jaisal Correa's mother comment? I heard she commented out on Northern Avenue after the sentencing.
Yeah. He's a good boy, a very good boy.
I thought that's what she said. 844-500-4242. That's the toll-free number of the Howie Carr Show. As you know, Joe Biden, he couldn't spend a lot of time at the General Assembly of the United Nations in New York today because he doesn't want to spread the pandemic.
I thought it was the United States of New York.
He did call it the United States of New York. But, you know, again, he's told us that if you're vaccinated, you don't have a problem. He's vaccinated. If you wear a mask, you don't have a problem. Sometimes he wears a mask. But yet he had to flee after he made this incoherent address to the United Nations. So although he called it the United States, which gives you some kind of idea. We've got a bunch of these cuts to go through. It was quite a performance today. So let's start with the cut that Taylor just referenced, cut 22.
It's stamped into our DNA as a nation, and critically, it's stamped into the DNA of this institution, the United States.
Well, you know, it is in Manhattan. That's the United States of America. So it's not like he's totally wrong there. All right. There's a word. Here he mispronounces another word. It's not that common of a word, but most people can get this one right. Cut 23.
The founding ethos of the United Nations places the rights of individuals.
Ethos. Thought it was ethos. Pretty sure it was ethos. But he wants to, it's mainly about COVID. Everything is about COVID nowadays. Cut 10.
Already, the United States has put more than $15 billion toward global COVID response, the global COVID response.
You know, again, that doesn't happen very often. You say something correctly and then you correct yourself to pronounce it improperly. He went from global COVID response.
Said to himself, I'm doing too good here, Joe. Back off.
Global COVID response. COVID response. Let's try it again, Joe. 11, cut 11.
And tomorrow, at the U.S.-hosted Global COVID-19 Summit, I'll be announcing additional commitments.
The Global COVID-19 Summit. And as the delegates enter the Global COVID-19 Summit, the music of Steely Dan will be playing, Hey 19. And they're going to party like it's 1999. Okay. Cut 7.
Or will we allow those universal principles?
Universal Studios. If the lines are too long at Disney World, you can always go to those universal principles. Although I prefer Larry's Lobster Land. excuse me, Larry's Gatorland. Gatorland. Excuse me. 844-500-4242. Cut to.
We've lost so much to this devastating pandemic.
It's a devastating. Cut one.
We meet this year in a moment of intermingled with great pain and extraordinary possibility.
Is this a Mad Lib speech?
May we quote you on that, Mr. President? We meet this year in a moment of intermingled with great pain. Cut nine.
We need to create a new mechanism to finance global health security that builds on our existing development assistance and global health and a global health threat council.
That was precious, that one. That was something. All right, we got a lot more of this. We got a lot more of this coming up. 8-4, we got the day off to a good start. We only got one VIP today, but he's having some fun. If you've been holding off on trying Balance 7, then don't wait any longer. Balance 7 is extending their $10 off offer for another week. Get $10 off their 6-week supply bottle and free shipping with code word Howie10. I've been drinking Balance 7 consistently for almost a year now, and I can notice the difference. I feel stronger, healthier, and more energized. As the seasons change, it's important to stay healthy and maintain an active lifestyle. That's easy to do with Balance 7. Balance 7 is a clear mineral liquid that you take 3 times a day to break down the acids in your body. Often I'm asked to try products and can be very skeptical of claims. But with Balance 7, everything I was told turned out to be 100% true. At Remotes, listeners sometimes thank me for introducing them to Balance 7. They tell me Balance 7 has really worked wonders for them. I have jugs both at the studio and at home. I just asked the mailroom manager to make sure we have a fresh jug in Florida for when I fly down in October. That's how good Balance 7 is. Once you get used to it, you'll never want to be without it. Balance 7 works by reducing the acids that naturally build up in your body over time. All you do is drink a small shot of the liquid 3 times a day, and you will feel the difference within 24 hours. If you suffer from heartburn, acid reflux, or joint discomfort, then give Balance 7 a try. For one more week, save $10 off their 6-week supply bottle and receive free shipping with code Howie10. That's code word Howie10 at balance7.com. I'm Howie Carr.
Who else is going to put tax cheats like John Kerry in their place?
Everybody has to pay taxes, even businessmen that rob and steal and cheat from people every day. Even they have to pay taxes.
Howie Carr, we'll be right back.
You just shot an unarmed man.
But he should have armed himself.
The Howie Carr Show.
When the world gets too loud, create your own soundtrack with Raycon wireless earbuds. Raycons have a 32-hour battery life, start at half the price of other premium audio brands, and come with a 45-day happiness guarantee. Get 15% off at buyraycon.com/Howie. buyraycon.com/Howie. Now, as you know, there have been a lot of BLM, Black Lives Matter, demonstrations in Manhattan over the last day or so, and they're outside of this Italian restaurant, Carmine's. And they're demonstrating because Carmine's apparently threw out 3 black women from Texas who didn't show vaccine passports. And, you know, when this was announced, this ridiculous policy by Bill de Blasio, the mayor, I mean, everybody said there's going to be trouble because a majority of black New Yorkers and black people in general, maybe not a majority, but in New York for sure, are not vaccinated. So you're going to have a new apartheid, a new system like Woolworths in North Carolina back in 1960 or thereabouts, where they didn't let a black sit at the lunch counters. And so it had the, so there was, there'd been a couple of affrays at these restaurants. And so now Black Lives Matter has taken it out on Carmine's, which has got a, apparently got a couple of restaurants in Manhattan. So that's the poll question. Taylor, what's the poll question and what are the results thus far?
Who should BLM be more angry with concerning the Texas tourists, Carmine's restaurant or Bill de Blasio?
Bill de Blasio. I mean, obviously, the, when this policy was announced, the New York Post talked to a lot of restaurateurs in New York City, and they all said, why are we stuck being the police? Last year, we were the mask police. Now they want us to be the vaccine police. So I'm blaming de Blasio.
91% blame de Blasio.
Yeah. It's ridiculous. If I were Carmine's, I'd be going, what did we do to deserve this? 844-500-4242. Yeah. Yeah, apparently Carol Markowitz, who's a friend of Grace's, I've met her myself down in Florida. She's a New York Post columnist. Black Lives Matter wants to cancel Carmine's and no one can tell the truth. Exactly. Exactly. It's not about Carmine's. It's in a city so inflamed by protests over inequity and racism last year, it's amazing so little conversation is ensued over the obvious bias of this vaccine mandate. As of today, only 38% of Black New Yorkers are vaccinated. And she says it's a really good restaurant, too. She says the Baked Ziti is outstanding. It's a red sauce New York institution, and they make their pastas the way a kid growing up in Brooklyn in the 1990s can appreciate. It's not fancy. It's not avant-garde. They're not going to serve you deconstructed ravioli, like I want deconstructed ravioli, like I want fusion food. I want Italian food. Carmine's exist to give you what you expect. Yes, this is ridiculous. Anyway, we've got a lot more Biden cuts to play, but I want to just point out that whatever is happening with Joe Biden's brain, it's apparently contagious. It's spreading across the continent. It's spreading beyond the borders of the United States. Justin Trudeau, most recently seen in yet another blackface photograph, this one in color right before the election, he was reelected sort of last night. He didn't get as many votes as the conservatives, but they've got the country apparently very well gerrymandered. So he pulls a Biden as he's trying to discuss his outreach to some of the different communities. Cut 22.
I will never apologize for standing up for an LGBTQ2+ kids' rights to not have to undergo conversion therapy.
When was the last time? We're going to get some contact tracing for Justin Trudeau, find out when the last time he spoke to Joe Biden was, when last time he was in the same room with him. And then it's also spread to the West Coast. Oakland Police Chief Leron Armstrong, cut 18.
We've had 4 homicides since Saturday, 10 in a 7-day period. So much violence, so many guns, so many senseless lives lost.
Now that's Joe Biden-esque. So many senseless lives lost. All right. 844-500-4242. So someone says, can we charge the other countries for this clown show that we put on this morning in New York and pay our dues to the United Nations?
Support for arms control measures that reduce the risk and enhance transparency.
516. Carmine's is a family-style Italian restaurant with locations in Times Square, Uptown Manhattan, Atlantic City at the Tropicana, and the Atlantis Resort in Paradise Island. You know what? I may have actually been there. My sister-in-law used to live. Is it on the which west side or east side? I think I may have been there. It is a good place if it's the same one. 844-500-4242. Upper West Side. That's why. Yeah, I've been. I think I may have been there actually. They serve it family style, too, if it's the same place I'm thinking of. Anyway, we'll be right back. We got a lot more Biden, and we'll be back with Grace's News. I'm Howie Carr.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
844-500-4242. I think I'm pretty sure now I have been to Carmine's on the Upper West Side. The fact that over 60% of the black community in New York City can't eat inside Carmine's is, of course, discrimination. But it's not discrimination by Carmine's. This is Carol Markowitz. It was forced on them by an out-to-lunch Mayor Bill de Blasio in a complacent city that does not question directives that make no sense. Restaurants were never a major spreader of COVID, and if you're vaccinated, why do you care if others are not? When a state wants to require identification to vote, that state gets a barrage of abuse from the left. The state is labeled as racist. Activists pressure corporations to stop doing business in the state. Hollywood threatens to pull production. But that same identification, coupled with private medical information, being required to dine inside a restaurant, brings silence. Speaking out might get you labeled a racist yourself, or worse, a Republican. It's an age of conformity on the left, and no one wants to step outside the line. I mean, everybody knew this was going to happen, and nobody said anything, except the restaurateurs. Apparently, the three women were let in, and then their three husbands were coming in, and two of the three of them didn't have a card. And that's and so they said everybody's got to leave, because they didn't want to get cited. They didn't want to get shut down. And so that's when the trouble started. But again, BLM, go to Gracie Mansion and demonstrate, but not at the restaurant. 844-500-4242. With us now is Grace and Grace's News.
Hello, Howard. We have an update. Brian Laundrie possibly spotted on deer cam in Florida. Cops are actively...
On what?
A deer cam.
Oh, a deer
People
cam.
Have those things
oh,
set
okay.
up where they can watch
the deer. I
thought
you said a deer cam.
A deer cam.
I wasn't familiar with deer cans.
A deer cam in Florida. Cops actively investigating. Authorities in Florida said Tuesday they are actively investigating deer camera footage that captured a hiker resembling Gabby Petito's missing boyfriend, Brian Laundrie, trekking through the wilderness. This story just gets more and more bizarre. It is so strange that he was able to escape from his house. They
he
had
eluded.
The hunt.
He eluded them. And now police are baffled by how he eluded them.
Yeah, they had the hunt, then they called it off, and now it's back on. It's a strange, strange story. In other news, this is an interesting bit that I wanted to get to today, Howie, but I wasn't able to find the time. I think you'd appreciate it, though, as an ice cream connoisseur yourself. Ben & Jerry's releases Change is Brewing flavor with Representative Cori Bush. If you don't know Representative Cori Bush, she sat outside the Capitol and got the eviction moratorium extended. It wasn't constitutional, but she bullied people into it.
And by the way, there's a new study out now saying nobody was going to get evicted anyway. But never mind.
Well, now you might get evicted if you're not vaccinated.
The important thing is it was free for deadbeats.
But I think what actually came out of that more than her eviction moratorium virtue signaling theater was afterwards when she was interviewed about defunding the police and she talked about how she needs private security because her body
right.
deserves to be on Earth. Well, woke ice cream maker Ben & Jerry's has unveiled a new flavor whose proceeds will partly go to support lefty Representative Cori Bush's $10 billion anti-police bill that seeks to defund cops and replace them with social workers in certain instances.
You know, I think I don't speak just for myself when I say I'm never buying Ben & Jerry's again. Never, ever in a million years.
They've gone so woke. I thought a good poll question would be to really think of some of the wokest companies and which one is the worst. I think Ben & Jerry's might take the cake or the ice cream.
It's a subsidiary now, I think. Unilever, is it? I think. And, you know, now some states are saying that they may have to defund Unilever, pull it out of their pension funds because they're so anti-Israeli.
The flavor supports the vision of the world in which every community is safe and everyone, including black and brown people,
except
can
Israel.
Thrive.
Except Israel.
Good point. I do have to say, though, as much as I will never buy this flavor of ice cream because a lot of it goes to join the movement for Black Lives Matter and to support the People's Response Act. But I do have to tell you the flavor. It does sound good. It's a limited batch flavor of cold brew coffee ice cream with marshmallow swirls and fudge brownies. I know that's not your thing, but
I'm not into marshmallows. I like the coffee flavor and the fudge swirls, but I'm not marshmallows.
I would eat it. I wouldn't now, but if it wasn't so woke, I would eat it. I wanted to tell you this story, Howie, speaking of food, because I saw this today in sfgate.com in the food section, and I thought it was really interesting. In 1998, these San Francisco men got a tattoo to snag free tacos for life. Here's what happened after. And like, you know how you see these promos and you think...
Yeah, well, they did that in Russia, didn't they, with what, Kentucky Fried Chicken? And they thought it would be like a handful of people, and they were lining up. They had to stop it after a week because everybody in the country was getting tattooed.
Yeah, in 1998, these San Francisco men got a tattoo to snag free tacos for life. 22 years ago, Casa Sanchez in San Francisco estimated that its notorious Tacos for Tattoos deal would cost somewhere in the ballpark of $5.8 million. Martha Sanchez, who came up with the deal, arrived at that pricey estimate after the promotion was already underway. Assuming that the 50 or so inked up people stayed in San Francisco for their lifetimes and got an $8 meal every week, the figure would be staggering. That number didn't even include the second round of people when Casa Sanchez revived the deal. So it just goes on to describe how this guy did. He's still eating the tacos. The company went out of business in 2012, but they got bought by another company that honored the deal. But he tips and he goes in and he said, like,
How often does he eat there?
I think he goes in quite a bit, but he says he doesn't try to be like a major leech. You know, he leaves nice tips and he doesn't want them looking at him like, oh God, here comes that guy again. The free taco guy.
But I like Mexican food, but I don't think I could do it like once a week. I'd get tired of it.
What would you get a tattoo for? Free coffee?
Free windows?
No, that's been done.
I wouldn't get a tattoo for anything. No.
I don't know. I could probably be persuaded if it was something really good for free. Free Cosmos. Biden,
yeah, but then you have to worry. I mean, look, the Whiskey Priest went out of... If the Whiskey Priest can go out of business, yeah, any place can go out of business.
That is the risk you run. Like, you know what I mean? You want to have it in the deal that no matter what happens, I'm getting this free stuff. Biden administration to double annual refugee cap.
Oh, great.
To $125,000. The Biden administration said on Monday it will double the refugee admissions cap to $125,000 in the fiscal year 2022.
You know, we didn't have enough terror attacks in the Trump administration. You know, it was just very nativist policy that we had.
Well,
xenophobia. You know, we've got to celebrating diversity means the occasional terrorist attack. The occasional gruesome crime by a someone who just snuck in from Somalia or Afghanistan, somewhere like that.
Well, it's absolutely amazing to me, too, that all of the things that have happened in the Biden administration, we talked about this, how yesterday, last week, we said, where is all the outrage? You know, the drones, the righteous drone strike that went awry, the withdrawal that killed 13 U.S. service members. Where were all these activists? Where was Cher? Where was Idina Menzel? And it seems like they're coming back now. Because of the horse reins that they're confusing for whips. That has drawn back people like AOC, who were on vacation for a while. She went to the Met for, you know, that gala in her tax the rich dress. But now they're outraged again. So I just wanted you to know that the activists are outraged again.
I've never ridden a horse.
Never?
I don't think. Maybe when I was a kid, they put me on a Shetland pony or something. But I don't think I've ever been on a horse.
Let me just say, now's not the time to start.
But yeah. I agree. But I knew those were reins just from watching movies.
Yeah,
Didn't you? I mean, how can you think that was a whip?
I've been on a horse a few times, actually, not to brag. So I definitely knew they were reins. But I could say, Howie, that if you were on a horse, I'd be nervous.
I would be nervous.
Because you're a little jittery. The horse would get a little freaked out.
Believe me, I'm not going on a horse anytime soon.
Okay, good. That's very good to know.
By the way, here's another breaking news story that you're not going to see on the evening newscast by the networks today. Did you know that General Milley has been busted for drunk driving?
Neil McCabe actually did send me that story.
That was a great story. 1982 in Cumberland County, which is Fort Bragg, Fayetteville, North Carolina. He was busted, and they plea bargained it down to driving the wrong way on a one-way street. He's lucky he wasn't charged with a superseding indictment of impersonating a Kennedy. But he pleaded guilty to driving the wrong way down a one-way street. And, the people are saying, well, this is really cancel culture at its worst. But you know what? It's like the bleep Joe Biden chants at the college football games. If they're going to do that to us, we got to do it to them. I'm happy that the Tennessee Star broke that story.
Well, it's interesting you mentioned bleep Joe Biden, because there's a new poll out of Iowa, and 62% of Iowans disapprove of the job Joe Biden is doing. But just to give people a frame of reference here, because I know I get very annoyed with the polls too. It's like, oh, great, people aren't happy with Joe Biden. We tried to warn you. Like, congrats on catching up 8 months later. But it is interesting because it's such a bad poll for Joe Biden. And the way you know it is Biden's job approval rating is lower than former President Donald Trump's worst showing in the Iowa poll. So the former Republican president, who really did have people deranged with hatred, he only managed to get a 35% as his lowest approval rating. Joe Biden's at 31%. I mean, he is just crashing on all fronts.
Again, my question whenever I see these polls is, who's the 31%?
I know.
They think he's doing a really grand job.
It's Jennifer Rubin in all different disguises. Oh, it's me again. I think he's doing great.
Ugh.
Howie, I will be back a little bit later for Hate Mail Monday on a Tuesday.
All right. 844-500-4242. Thank you, Grace.
Thank you.
I appreciate it. This fall, I'm saying yes to quality time and no to everything else. The last thing I want to do right now is run out to the store or spend more than a few minutes on figuring out dinner. HelloFresh takes the guesswork out of meal prep and helps me devote more time to what really matters. And one of our listeners, Patrice, has really gotten into HelloFresh. She's from Arlington, and she and her husband, Bill, just love HelloFresh. She sent me another email. We made the HelloFresh Szechuan pork and ramen stir fry on Sunday night.
I believe that's ramen.
Ramen.
Everybody loves ramen.
Ramen. I got it. I get that one. It was super. It was super great the first night and super great the second night, which was last night. A little more complicated than some of our other HelloFresh meals, but well worth it. Just truly love how there were no extra ingredients hanging around that I would probably never use again and eventually end up throwing away. That's the best thing about HelloFresh, other than how good the meals are. P.S. I don't know if you and Taylor are on the arm with HelloFresh, but as you know, I'm not. It's been 100% worth it. No doubt about it. And this is an unsolicited endorsement of HelloFresh that we get all the time. And it really is a great product.
For the record, I'm not on the arm for HelloFresh. I buy it legitimately.
And I'm not either. I also buy Balance 7 and Super Beats, too. I like the products that we sell. HelloFresh is a great product. It's delivered right to your door. And they have quick and easy meals worthy of a busy weeknight. You have 50 weekly menu and market items that are always changing, including low-prep 10 to 15-minute recipes, easy cleanup options. As Patrice says, measured ingredients, pre-portioned, saves time, which allows you to enjoy the meals. You could also get grab-and-go breakfast, afternoon treats, and more easy extras for my order. I don't just save time with HelloFresh, I save serious money. HelloFresh's meals are over 30% cheaper than the grocery store. The family-friendly menu is a good big win for you and your kids. It's full of easy, delicious recipes for drama-free dinners, which means the kids like the food too, just like you do. This fall, I'm looking forward to pumpkin cinnamon rolls, apple ginger crisp, and more seasonal extras from HelloFresh. Plus, their fresh produce travels from the farm to my front door in less than a week. Go to HelloFresh.com/Howie14 and use code Howie14 to get up to 14 free meals, including free shipping. That's code Howie14 at HelloFresh.com/Howie14. I'm Howie Carr.
The Howie Carr Show.
If you're looking for a woke male role model, well, you've got the wrong guy.
You can act like a man! What's the matter with you?
The Howie Carr Show is back.
And the United States intends to make a profound investment in research and innovation, working with countries at all stages of economic development to develop new tools and technologies.
He flew up last night so he could sleep in his own iron lung. You know, I mean, what was the problem today? This is the most incoherent he's been for a while now. Cut five.
When we meet the threat of challenging climate, the challenging climate we're all feeling, already ravaging every part of our world.
Challenging climate. Maybe we quote you on that, Mr. President. Dave, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Dave.
Thanks for having me on, Howie. So first they try to scare us with the pandemic. Now that's not working anymore. So now they're going to try to scare us with the environment and global warming. I just don't know why nobody's questioning these millionaires burning thousands of gallons of fuel through the atmosphere, burning holes in the atmosphere to go into space for fun.
Because we're Americans, Dave. I mean, I don't think anybody really takes this, the climate change, seriously. If you look at any poll that's been taken in the last 20 years, you know, what are the major issues facing America? Whatever else is happening, you go to the bottom and there's climate change at 1%, 2%. Nobody's buying it. You can only yell the sky is falling so many times. You can only yell, as Nancy Pelosi says, wolf in a crowded theater so many times before you run out of suckers. And, you know, that's what's happening now with COVID. They've changed the story so many times. And there's so many instances like London Breed, like Biden in New York, like Carmine's, like Scott Gottlieb saying they came up with the 6-foot rule just out of thin air. I mean, everybody understands now, unless you're really feeble-minded, unless you read the Boston Globe, unless you watch Channel 5 News at night, you understand this is a grift. And that's why this speech was so ridiculous. Biden's mind is gone, but he can't even deliver a scripted teleprompter address because it's so ridiculous. Thanks for the call, Dave. Lee, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Lee.
Professor, can you bring me up to date on the infrastructure bill? Is it going to fail in the House, the Senate? Is the boob still pushing it hard?
Which one is this? The infrastructure bill? I don't know when it's where it's going down. I mean, I think there's pushback. It's just kind of imploding all around. You know, the squad wants everything, and a lot of these Democrats that are in marginal districts say, well, we're going to lose our seats over this. And Nancy Pelosi doesn't care because she's probably on her way out the door anyway. She's not going to stick around if she's not Speaker anymore. And so she doesn't care, and Biden doesn't care because he doesn't know what century it is. So I think it's going to be ultimately, as it always is in these kinds of situations, every man for himself, you know?
Including in Ethiopia and Yemen, where fighting between warring parties is driving famine, horrific violence.
You ask yourself, you're a congressman, the best job you've ever had. You're going to go down for that guy? I don't think so.
As we steer our nations toward this inflection point.
As we steer our nation toward this.
As we steer our nations toward this inflection point.
Cut 15.
Support for arms control measures to reduce the risk and enhance transparency.
Let's reduce the risk. We got more. More! I'm Howie Carr.